Hey y'all, I'm Luxon.
I'm Nashawn.
And welcome back to the Black and Bold Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about finals up here in UConn, and we're going to be talking about Christmas. So Nashawn, how are your finals going?
They went all right. Like, two were all right. They went better than I expected. One went well, and one I don't think I did well. I'm not going to lie. What about you?
For me, I would say I got my grades back for my comm one. I didn't do as good as I expected, but I still did. I would say I did acceptable. I had an acceptable grade in my eyes. But for one of them, I feel like I aced it. Even though I was a little bit pressed for time, I got it done. I had ample time after just to review my answers. I thoroughly examined the exam and made sure that all my answers were correct. And I feel like I'm going to ace that when I get my grades back. But for my, I'm taking English Studio right now. All right. I took the final for that. English Studio, if y'all don't know, everyone hates it. It's a bad class. I'm going to be honest. I don't like it. But the final was a little bit tedious, but I got it done. It was just a bunch of web design work, a couple reflections, just some useless stuff. But I don't know. I feel with that class and with that final, it is what it is. It's like I have to take it jointly with my English seminar class. And the English seminar class is the only true grade that matters. So for a studio, I wasn't too pressed, but I still did what I was supposed to do for the finals.
I had to take like two exams in one sitting.
Which were they?
It was linguistics. It was one class, but they had us, like, they gave us a final and a bonus exam, but for some reason they were at the same time. So they gave us the final and the bonus exam in one sitting. So we had 2 hours. So basically, if you completed the final, then you could take the bonus. Since I didn't do that great on the first the midterm exam, I just wanted to take the bonus, and I was like,
Sorry to cut you off, but that sounds awful.
It was awful. Well, it wasn't that awful, actually. I've ended up finishing the first exam early, so I got to do the bonus in reasonable time. Mm-hmm. But I never want to do something like that again, especially when it was like one of them was just like everything past the midterm, and the other and the bonus was accumulative. Mm-hmm. So that means I would have had to study two different things.
Yeah, I feel like that's very unreasonable. Especially for like all the work we've been doing this week.
That's what I'm saying.
And just having like a back-to-back is just ridiculous. I don't know what teacher thought that was a good idea, but I feel for you, man.
It should have been on a Thursday or something, like later in the week. Give you a second chance, some shit. I did not expect it to be at the same time. But I will tell you this, though. I decided that I wanted to get there early because I thought the exam was at 1:30. So I got there around 12:45, just so like I could get comfortable, get my seat in, because the finals is like the only time where a whole class is there.
Oh yeah.
Like everyone else be
100% on attendance. That shit is looking real nice.
Yeah, that means a lot of people
perfect
failing.
Attendance.
Mm. But it turns out that like when I got there, that the exam started at 1 o'clock, or it starts at 1 o'clock.
So you got there at 1:30, thinking it was early, but it actually started at 1:00. So you're a little bit late.
No. I wanted to get there at around 1 because I thought it was at 1:30. I wanted to get there early. Mm-hmm. I got lucky and got there at 12:45 when it actually started at 1.
Okay. So it worked out.
It worked out.
Yeah, unknowingly, but it worked out.
There was someone in my econ exam today that came in like an hour late.
Oh.
So only had like less than an hour to finish the test. Ooh. It was 50 questions.
Now, why would they do that to themselves?
They probably forgot. I don't know.
Yeah, they probably did not get the best grade on that exam.
I was like, damn.
Yeah. I feel you with the back-to-back. Although I didn't have one exam back-to-back with another exam, I did, like, directly after work, like, no bullshit. I got out at 3, and I emailed the teacher. I asked her. I was like, so how long do we have for this exam? And all she said back to me was that just get it done by 5. And then I was like, oh shit, it's like due at 5. And I get out at 3. And I didn't know how long it was. So directly when I got out of work, here's what I did. I was hungry as shit. So I ran downstairs to I went to the Earthwalk and Fire line because it wasn't as crazy as the one plate, two plate line, even though I was really craving one plate, two plate. I decided, I was like, let me get in and out quickly. I got some Earthwalk and Fire Flex Pass, of course, and I'm trying to waste no time. While I was walking to the library, I was eating my food.
Yeah.
I got to the front of the library, finished it, threw it out, went inside. I set myself up on the second floor because that's where, like, the IT is. Actually, it's the first floor.
Yeah.
I set myself up on the first floor because that's where IT is, just in case there was some technical issues. Because keep in mind, I was taking this exam on the lockdown browser.
Oh.
And that shit is bullshit, bro.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God. I hate that so much. But, like, I looked at how much time I had for the exam. It said 2 hours and 30 minutes. I was like, oh, so I might be a little bit late submitting this. So I worked on it very diligently. I feel like I did really well for that exam. As soon as I finished, I texted my teacher. I emailed my teacher. I ain't text her. I ain't got her number. I'm not risen like that. But I emailed her. I was like, listen, I know that I'm a little bit late, but there was some complications going on, and I just want to let you know and be proactive about this. And I was like, I was basically accepting what was going to happen, but by the grace of God, she said, it's fine. I was like, yes. It wasn't going to fuck with my grade, so I was happy shit. But you know what's funny, bro?
What?
When I got to the library, it was light out. As soon as I finished my exam, dark. Pitch black.
That's what, bro, it's like when the winter solstice is approaching.
Yeah. Bro, I felt like I lost a whole day. When I saw it was dark outside, when I walked out, I was kind of mad. I was like, fuck. I really just wasted my whole day. But it in reality, it was only 5, so it was just, I had time.
Sunday, that shit was bad. Like, I went in studying around 5 o'clock. I studied for about 2 hours at Monteith with a couple of people for econ. And then, like, I went to the library around like 7:30 and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Had to study, alternate between two different, like, topics because I had the two exams on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So that means every hour I would do earth science, then linguistics, then earth science, then linguistics.
That sounds like a lot, bro.
Yeah. I didn't even finish, like, the study guide that I was trying to make until that Monday morning.
Yeah, bro. I had a friend that was studying 5 hours straight for, like, her, I think it was her chem exam. Bro, I felt so bad for her.
Bro, I didn't do a chem exam, but I did study for 5 hours straight. I ended up, like, leaving around 1 in the morning.
Yeah. For exam week.
And it was snowing.
Yeah, for exam week, I already knew it was about to be some bullshit. So I gave myself the weekend off. I was like, all right, this weekend. I went back home, actually.
Really?
I went back to Stanford for the weekend. I was like, I also needed to get my, like, hair retwisted for the weekend. So I was like,
yeah, I noticed that. You got your hair retwisted.
But, I just decided to give myself the weekend off because I knew that my future self was going to handle the exams and I would have been prepped. I did do some minor light studying for that weekend. I did a lot of heavy studying, like, the week before that weekend. And I was like, all right, I'm going to have this weekend. And then come Monday, I'm on time. And we're going to get these exams. We're going to get them right. Yeah, I had that mindset. But, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm hopeful for my other two exams. I'm going to be optimistic about this. Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to lie. Like, I wish I studied the week before. Like, because then I would have had more time. But some of these, like, the exam for econ, it was just hard. Like, I don't think, like, studying would have helped, but I don't think I would have gotten anything higher than a B.
Mm, yeah.
Like, not even a B plus, just a B.
I feel you. When did you start studying?
Around Friday.
I would say I started my studying Tuesday of last week.
Yeah, for my classes. I should have done that.
Yeah. But for the weekend, I did have a little something to do. I had to register for, like, one more class because I was on a wait list for one, and I really wanted to, like, get a class in for my my spring schedule just so I, like, had something in there, just so I had enough credits for that semester. So I was looking for hours for a class that would fill a content area and that would, what was it? It would contribute to, like, my overall, like, my course path for the school. And I was looking for a while because a lot of the good class I want to take were kind of taken. Yeah. And I had to, I really had to look at what I had. As, like, I explored every single option. Like, I'm pretty sure I did not miss a class. I did not review. But, like, I ended up going with a, I think it was a ecology class. But like, the reviews were good. The professor seemed good. I feel like I could definitely pass the class. I'm not going to know until I get there, of course. But I'm hopeful. I'm optimistic.
Yo. Like, all I'm saying is that every college student during finals can resonate with me when I say, it's depressing. I'm depressed. This week has made me kind of depressed. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I have not seen so many spaces filled with people doing work
That's
before,
what I'm saying.
Bro. Like, I literally see, like, walking in the union, walking in the library, just walking around campus. I literally see everyone just either on their computer or on their notebook, just either writing something, reading something. They're doing something, bro. It's just, it's a stressful time for us.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, yo, I've never, like, when I was, like, at the study group with the econ, yo, everyone said they were going to fail. Like, everyone just kind of just, like,
there's a lot of pessimism going around. Yeah.
Not to mention, I got the same teacher for next semester.
So, like, is this a teacher that you get along with, or is this a teacher where you despise them?
I don't even despise him. He's just a hard-ass grader. Like, we were asking, like, if he would curve. He said he wouldn't curve, but he has done it because his tests have been hard enough and that just about everyone struggled. Like, no. Deadass, let me tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
Midterm, like, for midterm this year, guess what the average was?
What was the average?
73.
Ooh, 73. Damn, not that's even a cracking B's.
That's a C minus.
Yeah, that's goddamn.
Or a C. About, whatever it is, it's bad.
You're not kidding when you say he was a tough grader. Holy shit, bro. 73's going around. But yeah.
That was the average.
Oof. What is the name of this man?
Derek Johnson.
Derek Johnson. Y'all look out for Derek Johnson, yo. He's a tough grader.
Yeah, look out for him in the econ. Shit.
Yeah.
I've seen his my professor, they're very mixed reviews. I've seen people who love him and say, I love him, but he's a hard grader. Mm-hmm. And then people say, he's too hard. I hate him.
Yeah, that's how it was for some of the classes that I was looking at for the spring semester. I would say that the classes I have now, I would say I like a good few of them. There are some that are obviously bullshit, like English Studio, wink, 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 wink. But honestly, the reviews honestly depend on the person, like who they are, how they learn. There's a lot of factors that go into the review that they put out. So it's not the most accurate, but it definitely helps in your decision.
I really do hate the ones with the mixed reviews because now make up your mind. Should I like him or
not? It's like they go one way, they go another way. Like, it's not one very definitive answer for everyone.
You know what's a red flag with a professor, though?
What?
They have no review.
Yeah. Bro, that's what was scaring me when I was looking for this last class over the weekend, bro.
Yeah.
Because I was looking at some of the classes, and it fit in, like, the time with the other classes. Like, it fit in with my schedule. And, like, I read, like, the course description. It sounded interesting. I went to rate my professor. Bro, I could barely, it was hard even finding their name. And when I found their name, bro, it was N-A. There was nothing.
Ooh, not applicable.
I was like, oh my. I was like, do I take it? Do I risk it? Am I the first to write a review?
Yeah, so that basically means that you have no idea what they're going to end like. Yeah. They could be good.
This is unmanned territory. Like,
but either,
basically.
Either no one cared enough to give a response or they're simply new. Yeah. And you don't want to really risk it with a new teacher.
Yeah. With the classes that I tried to take, I tried to, like, since the professor was new, I'm assuming since there wasn't any reviews for them, I try to look at other professors who have taught the class and seeing the reviews for the class specifically and not the professor to see if the class would be worthwhile to add to my schedule.
You know, for most of mine, the ones that fit my schedule, most of them had like one or no responses.
Yeah, it's tough, man. It's going to be interesting leaving my review for the classes that I have now. Yeah. I have some stuff to say.
I've learned a couple of lessons. I'm trying to get that GPA up next semester.
Yeah.
I'm lucky that I took the two classes I took over the summer were A's, because now will help my GPA.
Mm. Yeah. My GPA right now, it's stable. It's stable. I'm not in danger of anything, but it is stable. It will do. I just need to maintain and just keep doing good in these classes. I've been doing my extra credit for the classes that I need to.
Yeah.
Mostly as much extra credit as I can for like my what's the word I'm looking for? For my harder classes, I would say. But I've been working. Let's not get it twisted.
Let me tell you this. I hadn't. Then when I realized that my grade wasn't satisfactory, like not no no no, I'm not failing. Don't get me wrong, I'm not failing, but it's not as good as it should have been.
Yeah.
So then when I tried working harder, like halfway into like the semester, it barely changed. Mm. It's like the first couple of weeks kind of dictate how well you do.
Yeah.
Like up until the midterm, and then after that, it's like you can barely change it unless you have a really really important final.
Yeah. Bro, I have this urban development class, and we literally only have three things to be graded on. It's literally the midterm, final, and then it's some class presentation for community service. But, like, it's not stressful, but it's so, like, there's no room for error in that class, which is something that I don't like, but, like, I've been, thankfully, been doing well in that class, but I feel like classes like that can really just, like, fuck you over.
Like, honestly. Pressure?
Not even pressure. It's just, like, there's no... You can't, like, fuck up in... You can't fuck up much, or you... There's no room for fuck-ups. Because it's literally, if you fuck up on this, it's going to tank your grade by, like, about 30%.
Ooh!
Yeah. Damn. It's literally 30, 30, 30... And then 10% for attendance, which I don't even know how he counts that. But there's no room for fucking up in that class, I would say. And it's, bro, it's boring as shit. Because it's literally 2 hours of lecturing, like, in a dark room with slides. He tries to make it engaging and interesting.
That's all.
But it's just, like, it's late. Like, we wanna leave. Like, I barely see people go to the class when I do go. I've really been trying to go to this class, but
he's making it hard.
It's
for you
so
to want
hard
to.
Bro, it's so hard.
No, I feel you. There was a point, like, and this has never happened before, like, at school ever, but there was a point in like the semester where I just hated all four of my classes. Like, I did not
I feel you.
I go consistently to all of them, but I never wanted to go to any of them. Bro. Like, it was a drag for me to go.
Bro, there's this, I don't want to say, I guess it's a quote. There's this quote that I've seen on Yik Yak, which really, like, stuck with me throughout the semester. It was basically a comment that said, skipping one class is the biggest gateway drug in the world.
Yes.
I was like, damn.
That is
facts. That is so relatable.
That is facts.
When I read that, I was like, fuck, you're not wrong.
You cannot skip a class or else you're going to get in the habit of doing it because now you know you can avoid it.
Like, I really try to, like, discipline myself. Just, like, go to these classes. But it's just some where it's just, like, why am I doing this? Exactly. I didn't, like, honestly, for the urban class, I didn't even want to take it. It was just, like, it was one of the only ones left, and I only needed, like, one more class left. And I was a little bit, I guess I was a little bit late when picking classes for, like, the fall semester. And I had to take it. I was like,
Even later. Remember, I had to choose mine in the last week right before school.
Oh, shit.
So all the classes that I had was basically, like, the leftovers. That was the sloppy seconds.
Yeah. Bro, right now I don't like being a freshman, especially for trying to pick classes.
I really don't.
Because, like, we're so We're not the priority. And it sucks so much, bro. Yeah. Like, bro, literally for registering for classes, I had my shit in the cart. Everything was organized. I carefully vetted each one. I made sure. I was like, I'm fucking with this class. This class is easy. The day that I got to pick my classes, I would say 60% of them bitches was gone.
You also had a late day to choose your classes.
Yeah. And I had to redo a good bit, which it pissed me off. Because, like, I already did the work prior and just, like, having to just go back and look for classes again that I would be okay with taking and that I would actually potentially benefit from. Even though that may not be the case all the time, sometimes you have to take a class just because you have to take it. And it sucks, man, because there are some classes that I really want to take, but some of the seats are reserved, and it's just like, well, I'm not getting in that class, you know?
Because of my major, because I'm technically undecided still, mm-hmm. I can only take 14 credits, and that pisses me off. Mm-hmm. I want to take 17. I want to take one more class. Mm-hmm. And if I can find something on Thursday, which I don't have a single class on, my whole schedule is poorly padded out. And it's because all the classes that I'm taking for the next semester happen to be on the same day. Mm. Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Bro, they all happen to be on the same day. Yeah, I feel you, bro. I have three back to back, bro.
I could not find a single math 1071 class that was not on that day. It was all on the same damn day.
I know. It's so inconvenient. Because, I want to space out my schedule, and I want to have, gaps in between, my classes and stuff. And I want to not have just, a back-to-back. And keep in mind, some of my classes are, a little bit earlier than they are in this semester. So them being earlier and them being back-to-back definitely doesn't help me in having the motivation to go to those classes. So it's just, why?
Yeah, I know. I will say this. It's going to suck. Next semester is going to... Wednesday was my free day, this semester. Because I didn't have many classes or they started late. It's going to be hell on fucking next semester because I have an early class around 9 to 10 and stuff like that. But then I have two classes that stretch from 2:30 to 6:05 with a 15-minute break in between them. Luckily, they're next to each other, so I'm not in a rush between them. Mm-hmm. But I only have 15 minutes in between that, and that's about 4 hours that I have to be in classes.
I feel you, bro. It was actually the opposite for me for this semester. Wednesday was my busiest day, and the other days were a little bit more relaxed. But for this semester, bro, Fridays for me, I had one class. I could have left early if I wanted to, but next semester, bro, that's not even an option. I literally don't have a day where I only have one class or I barely have class. Ooh. I'm just going to have to get it done next semester. That's literally going to be my mentality.
I really hope that my shits aren't due on Friday. Mm-hmm. It sounds like the easy thing, Friday makes sense because it's the end of the week before the weekend and shit. Mm-hmm. But it really kind of kills you when you're a last second person. Mm-hmm. So that means you can't really do anything.
Yeah.
Unless you get it done early. Unless you're responsible and get it done early. But then that means I miss out on Friday nights.
Bro, one thing that I very much despise when I got into college this semester, especially this semester, is when I had a class that assigned things due at 5, bro. And not at... Bro, I know. Due at 5 and not at the end of the day. And that's I literally have to tell myself, I have to organize myself in a way, and I have to literally remind myself, it's due at 5, it's due at 5, it's due at 5. And I have to get it done before 5 and get it done. I know, but just having it due at 5 is so... I know. It was only one class. It was for my comm class, but I was like, why couldn't you just assign it at the end of the day? Because that's what I'm so used to. I'm so used to, having time till the end of the day, night, because at nighttime, that's why I get a lot of my work. I'm nocturnal. I'm a night guy.
Yeah,
be honest.
You want me to tell you the truth though, the sad truth that you already know? College don't care. They don't care.
College don't give a damn.
I knew this, and I still wasn't prepared for it. That was my fault. That was completely on me. But still, they don't care. They don't give two shits about you.
I knew it was going to be some bullshit. I was like, let's just get this. Let me get my diploma, nigga. Let me get my diploma.
Because think about...
Let me pursue this higher education real quick.
Because they're professors. Their job isn't for you to pass. Because think about this. Their success isn't based on the student's performance. Mm-hmm. Their reputation might be, but their success, like teachers in high school, for example, you have to do well, because if everyone fails, then you get fired. As a teacher, you're fired.
Yeah.
But if you don't, if a professor has like students that fail, they're just going to, it's just going to chalk up as that they're not good enough students or whatever.
They just have to teach the curriculum and just like.
They'll
just
still get paid. Yeah. They won't get fired for it.
Yeah. Because, bro, like. This transition from high school to college, I definitely expected it was going to be a big shift, but it's just some bullshit.
It's like you really had to just experience it. Yeah. Like you had to let reality slap your face.
Yeah.
To finally get it through your head.
Because you remember when you were telling me about that guy in your building who got kicked out because he literally wasn't doing anything?
Yes.
Bro, college is not for the faint of heart. You have to to some degree put in a level of work.
Now to me that was just stupid. If you're gonna be at college, you're spending money to do nothing.
Yeah. He was just ignorant. I don't know what he was doing. He could have been home.
There was a lot of problems with him. I already told you that. Yeah, and I won't say it right now, but still he should have been kicked out, I'm not gonna lie. But.
Not to say that there hasn't been some good moments in college that I have enjoyed. Just like that freedom is a humongous plus. Humongous plus in my eyes.
I think it's a blessing and a curse. Yeah. It's a curse because then you're de-incentivized to do shit.
Exactly. It's a double-edged sword. You could get cut. You could not get cut. Either way. But also having like just your own space is kind of nice. And just like, I mean, it's nice when your building is lax, but when your building is crazy, that just sucks.
Yeah.
Because I heard some stories about, like, people just, like, pressing, like, the alarm button in the elevator, just making sounds and shit.
Do that over here.
Going up. People playing with the fire extinguisher. Just a bunch of stories. Loud nights. Loud late nights. People just bullshitting on campus.
Yeah, there was, like, a couple kids that just, I think every week they get high or drunk or some shit. But
yeah. Bro, did you see on a story where they were, they were snowboarding, like, shirtless,
yes,
pantsless,
outside. I was going to sell you. I was going to talk to you about that.
I was like what the? I was like, what the fuck are they doing, bro?
Drop their pants.
Literally.
And their shirt.
Bro, there should never be a point in my life where I look at the UConn story and I see a man in Ithaca shirtless, pantsless, only with Ithacas on, sledding down a hill of snow.
That's white.
There should never be a point in my life where I see that shit.
No racial, but that's white people shit.
It was true. That was literally the story.
That's not even white people, actually.
It was consistently white people.
It was a fact. That shit was crazy, though.
I know, bro.
How are you not going to get hypothermia and shit like that?
They definitely regretted that shit later.
And you want me to tell you the funny thing? Nobody dared them to do that. I guarantee you they dared
themselves. They did it out of their own volition.
Exactly.
That's what's getting me, too. It's like,
that was crazy.
Let's go with you, bro.
That was crazy. I love snow, but I am not dropping
for real, bro.
Almost naked in the snow. No.
Yeah, there's no way. Unless I'm getting paid like.
I ain't getting paid for that.
Listen, bro. I need to get paid like some beanage.
And you're going to drop. You're going to drop to your boxers.
Listen.
And go outside.
For a milli?
For a milli?
For a milli.
Okay, never mind.
I'll do it for a milli. Hell yeah.
Yeah, of course.
It has to be a high denomination of currency for me to do it.
Shit, that's fair, but still, like, they were not doing it for money.
Bro.
They definitely
no way. Just for shits and giggles.
That was fucked up. I was like, damn, y'all need to go to an institute. Yeah.
Y'all need to seek help, bro.
No,
there's no other way to say it. This.
Get some help.
Yes, stop it. Get some help.
But fuck finals. But if there's any lesson we've learned, it's that college don't care.
Yeah, college don't give a damn.
But
I have a question. Do you ever wish you considered a different path? Like, possibly trade school or the entrepreneurial route?
I was thinking about it, but I think college probably was the best situation for me. Because, well, one, I'm going, like, I'm chilling right now in terms of payments. Mm-hmm. And two, I just don't have an interest in trade. So it's like, it's not something I would see myself doing. Mm-hmm. Maybe learning some of the skills would be useful, but like going to a trade school, just it doesn't seem like something that I would realistically do. Mm-hmm. To be honest, my major doesn't really make sense for the person I am. I probably should be like an animal in some kind of environmental.
Bro, I think I told you, like, I think I told you or some other people told you that you should definitely like look into like animal majors and shit.
Enough
because you're so knowledgeable and you're so like passionate about being around animals. Like, that would definitely
doing it for money reasons, but enough people have told me at this point, and I found out that you could get decent pay and that I may make the jump.
Look into that, bro.
I might actually do it.
Yeah, but are you looking forward to Christmas, bro?
Yes, just to get away from this place. Like, not UConn. I like the campus UConn, but I really just. Honestly, finals killed me. I'm already finished with them in the beginning of the week, and I'm still dead for them.
Yeah, like, I need UConn in moderation.
It was so bad that yesterday, when like after my two finals and before the one for today, at the time we're making this video, I dropped dead asleep right after them in the library when I was studying for econ. I couldn't even effectively study because I was so drained.
That is literally the epitome of college right there. Literally.
Yeah. I dropped dead there. And then, I couldn't even study right. Like, I don't even think I studied that effectively because I was just too drained to do anything.
Yeah, college, a little bit is fucked with my sleep schedule.
Yes.
I'm not going to lie. Like, I've noticed I've been staying up a little bit later. I mean, there are some other factors at play affecting my sleep schedule as well. But, like, it's changed my sleep schedule just a little bit.
Like I said, fuck that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, how? What about you for Christmas?
Christmas, I am definitely excited because Christmas is just going to be a time where I'm just home. I could just watch some of the classics, you know.
Yeah.
25 Days of Christmas. They got that shit running on, what is it?
ABC.
ABC. I'm just going to be cozied up.
I want to see Charlie Brown.
A nice little mug of hot chocolate in my little blanket, in my little cover. Just watching some movies, just chilling, you know what I'm saying? Preferably in some PJs, and I'm going to get a gift or two, and it's just going to be a nice time where I can just get away from just education for a little bit and have a different mindset about things.
I just am excited. I wish there was more snow in Stanford, though.
Yeah. But when it was it was snowing up here, UConn, it was actually pretty nice.
I loved it.
It was nice. I was like,
I didn't even mind walking to the other side of the campus because I loved the fact that it was snowing.
Yeah, it was a brief moment of joy for the campus.
It was
very nice.
A winter wonderland.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, Christmas songs slap, and I'm tired of pretending they don't.
Yeah, they do. When do you listen to your? When do you start listening?
I started listening when the snow fell, which was a couple of days ago, because it was just the perfect time. Otherwise, it will be around December, right after Halloween is way too damn early.
Yeah.
I do not want to hear Mariah Carey.
Even though Thanksgiving has pretty much been like outdated,
it's obsolete.
And
it's honestly obsolete.
There's not a lot of love for it anymore.
That's
too early, in my opinion.
Just the time after Thanksgiving is fine, but I think once you get into December, that's when it's most
December is when I started to get in a spirit, if you will.
What's your favorite Christmas song?
It's the, I think it's All I Want for Christmas.
That's the one that, it's mine too. It's very predictable, but at the same time, yo, imagine Mariah Carey, though, right now. She's making bank.
Bro, she, at this point, she doesn't even have to leave her house anymore.
Exactly.
She is filthy rich with money right now.
I will say, though, that song is absolutely fire.
Yeah. That song is literally her, like...
Her bread and butter.
Exactly. Literally her main stream of income.
Yeah, that's her signature.
Yeah,
like,
bro.
Honestly... Yeah, no one could do
I know her ass is comfortable as shit right now.
That's what I'm
She's
saying.
She's just sipping her hot chocolate in her high-rise apartment or high-rise mansion, whatever, if you will, and just looking down on us, just making a bag, just cheesing right now.
All I want for for Christmas is you.
He's like, go vocals. Okay, okay. But yeah. Favorite Christmas movie, though? Christmas movie or Christmas movie series? Christmas. Slash.
I think I'm a Charlie Brown guy. Like a classic Charlie Brown. Okay. Or the Grinch is nice. I'll say that. Okay. I like the animated ones, like, honestly.
Okay. For me, I would have to say Home Alone is the one for me.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
I like the first and second. When they changed up Kevin to the brown brown-haired boy, I was not fucking with it.
It's like, this is a general thing I have with movies. You can stop at the second one. You can stop at the first one. You don't need to keep on milking a franchise. The first and second one I was fucking with.
The third one, all right, you're kind of beating a dead horse.
Exactly.
You should have died.
Stop milking these franchises. That's what makes people hate them. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Home Alone is a great one. But like I said, I think Charlie Brown has my heart. Also love the songs like Linus and Lucy. It's not even really a Christmas song, but it's just associated with Christmas. The da 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 da. Yeah, I love that.
So beautiful. Such
iconic.
A composed piece.
I love the Grinch song. You're a mean one. Mr. Grinch.
It's iconic. It's forever ingrained in
I almost head. Completely memorized the song.
I'm not at that level, but I appreciate the song.
Stink, stank, stunk.
That's funny. That's funny.
Yeah,
but yeah.
What's your number one gift for Christmas? Like, what do you want to get?
What I would like to get?
Yeah.
Hey, man. Like, if any of y'all listening, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And especially now, I'm in need of a new phone. You know what I have right now?
What?
The 8.
I have the 8 Plus.
Yeah. So we're in, I don't know if that's your gift, but we are in need of an upgrade, I would
say. I need some.
Because I've had this reliable phone for a couple years now. I've been humble, been keeping my head down. But I would appreciate a new phone in my future.
I need an upgrade in the footwear department.
Yeah. I'm not fiending for a new phone, but it would be nice. I would say, what about you?
I need an upgrade in the footwear department.
In the feet?
Yeah.
Do you have a specific pair of feet in mind or brand?
I really want some Nikes, man. Like, some black Nikes would be nice. Like, some Jordans would be nice,
too. Oh, some Black Forces?
Yeah, some...
You want that Black Force energy?
Black Force energy.
Shit, boy. Be careful
now.
Yeah, I'll
be
careful.
They won't get you. I will... I don't care if it takes me over. The soul of the Black Air Forces take over mine.
Yeah, bro. I will become that shit incarnate, bro. Be careful now. Before it take over your body.
I also need some black Crocs. I honestly just want black footwear. Yeah,
true.
I need
black
some.
Is beautiful. Let's just get that out there. But yeah.
Everyone knows that.
Black Crocs are comfortable with shit. I'm actually wearing a pair right now.
I need those Crocs.
They're so convenient.
And I need a better coat. I just want more wardrobe.
I'm in need of an update of my wardrobe as well, since I have been rocking a lot of familiar fits.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But they still hit. I have good fits.
If it ain't
broken, I have good clothes, but I need to switch it up.
You know how people say it ain't broke, don't fix it?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not even broke, but you still want to,
just add a little bit of spice in everyone. Just surprise some people once in a while, oh, I know he had this fit on
exactly.
him. Exactly. I want that, but let's just keep in mind that we're not broke, but we're not financially stable.
I'm thinking about it. Like, maybe just a gift card to one of these places would be better. Because I don't like it. It's something. Yeah, and
it depends
I'm pretty
on the
sure
amount,
it's
though.
Not controversial. But for those who don't want to hear it, you need to hear it anyways. I do not like it when people buy me clothes. Too much of a gamble.
Exactly. I'm not going to say especially family members. But it is a gamble for sure, because I have...
Especially family members.
Yeah, because I've gotten some things where it's like, oh, this is nice, but keep in mind, they don't know my style.
Exactly.
And they don't know how it's changed over the years, so when they get me clothes, it's like, oh. But
it's like you like
sometimes the basics do hit. Yeah. Like, I've gotten, pajamas before, and I'll always love that, because, pajamas are comfortable, and they look good. So it depends on if they get too experimental with it.
Yeah, I appreciate the thought, but it's a lot of times they end up being pajama clothes. simply because they just don't fit my outside style.
Yeah.
Like, I want, like, I think Friends are better simply because they're going to be closer to your age.
Exactly. Like, my style has definitely changed and definitely become more refined over the years. And I feel like the only true person who would be able to get me a gift in the clothing department would have to be my brother, since we wear some of, like, the same clothes anyway. And we have, like, a similar sense of style. And yeah. He kind of, like, gets me. Other than that, I don't have a lot of confidence in my other family members.
Yeah, because, like, my family members are older. Just give me, like, a gift card, like, yeah. Or
just give me a little bit of money.
Of course. Money is always the top thing, honestly.
But listen, it also depends on the amount, too, because, like, $10 at Nike is not getting you
nothing. That is a troll.
You can't even get socks with that, I'm pretty sure.
If someone gives you $10 in Nike, that was a hate crime.
You're scammed, bro. That was a hate crime. Like, bro, does Nike, they sell stickers off the website, right? You may be able to get a sticker too, but like
may.
Yeah. That's a hypothetical.
Yeah, that's a hypothetical right there. That's already a stretch.
But yeah. But Nike, I feel like 20, maybe 25 beans is enough to get
not
something.
Get shoes.
Not get shoes, because shoes is in the hundreds or in the
But to me it's Nike.
Maybe the low hundreds. Or higher low hundreds. Like a little bit below 100, I mean. But like 20 to 25 will get you a shirt. You may have to pay a little bit out of pocket, but it will definitely go a long way to help toward that expense. You feel me?
Yeah, I feel you, but still, it's like, you know.
Yeah. Nike shoes are nice. But, yeah. I feel like Nike has taken a lot of our money over the years.
For me, not really.
But, like, just the public.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, they make a bag every year.
I wonder what Adidas is going to be like now without Yeezy.
Yeah, bro. I heard that, I don't know if the price, not the price, but if the value of Yeezys went up. Because I heard when Yeezy got, or there wasn't like a lot of hype around Yeezys anymore, that a lot of people started to buy Yeezys again, just in case there was a resurgence in like the value of it. And I have a pair, and I don't know if that's gonna make me money in the future, but I hope it does.
Yeah, you should try. Like when at that time where everyone looking for some Yeezy, pull them out, slap that $320.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep these Yeezys, even though I wear them a little bit, I'm gonna keep them in good condition and hopefully I could get some money out of them.
Yeah, the I just need more shoes and shit.
Bro, good shoes at a reasonable price are hard to find, bro.
Yeah, exactly. That's because shoes are always more expensive than the rest of the wardrobe themselves.
Yeah. Bro, honestly, I'm a little bit, not jealous, but I'm a little bit tight that sometimes girls could get shoes in like a kid's size.
Yes.
Cheaper.
And a certain way. And
that's not bullshit. It's like you winning, you finessing a system. But it sucks because guys can't really do that, or
it sucks unless you got some small ass feet. But I also don't want kids' shoes.
Yeah, but yeah, you're not getting a good shoe unless you're spending about $100 on it.
It's crazy how just like maybe even like 5 years ago, we would hate the idea of talking about clothes.
Yeah,
because like kids go from like wanting like toys and shit and hating clothes to growing up to saying I just want money so I can get clothes.
Exactly, bro.
Every year. And here's another thing, another truth bomb, because I know everyone feeling this. Mm-hmm. Every year feels less and less magical for Christmas. It feels less like Christmas. Yeah, any holiday, honestly.
True. Once your brain starts maturing and you have a different outlook on things,
just another
a lot changes.
Yeah, it's just another day. Like, yeah. The environment is still nice, but it's still just another day. You got to go to work the next day.
Mm. Yeah. Especially starting work. Starting work at 16... It gives you a new sense of responsibility, but it also gives you a brief glimpse into what your future is going to look like.
Yeah.
Because at some point, unless you marry well off or unless you hit a gold mine, you're going to have to work at some point, realistically.
Yeah, you're going to have to work for a long time.
Yeah.
We're not talking just about like, oh, let's do it for 2 years and that's it. No.
Yeah, especially the...
Basically, the rest, the majority of your life, you're going to be working.
Yeah, especially the pay off debt if you went to college, and especially to like finance your lifestyle, you're gonna have to work.
Not gonna lie, rip to the people who pay like $75,000 per like year.
That's crazy. Like my debts right now and my debts going into the future aren't gonna be too crazy. They're definitely gonna be more manageable than some of the figures that I've heard from other people. So I'm thankful for that.
Nah, but like I still do enjoy Christmas though. Like New Year's is fun though.
Yeah.
New Year's is fun. But also here's another rip. To the people who have to work on New Year's. There are people that have to. Like I saw Chipotle. Yeah. People work on New Year's.
It's gotta get done, bro.
It does.
Like the world doesn't shut down.
Why not just close it though?
Cause if they just close it, I don't think that's realistic. Cause sometimes people still want things on New Year's and around that time. Like the world just can't shut down for that one time. It would be nice, but it's not really realistic because something always has to be running or going on, like food spots, clothing spots. If you want to buy something for the new, something has to be open, and there has to be some type of workforce to be able to get the things that you want.
Think about it, I take back what I said, because people usually work on New Year's and stuff like that, or any holiday, major holiday. They usually get paid time and a half, or they get paid more than their
They regular. Definitely deserve a little increase in pay if they're working on those days.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm just...
I wish it was, like, mandated that if you worked on holidays that you'd guaranteed get an increase in pay for that, for that paycheck. But it's...
hard. Yeah, it's, I don't think that would be practical.
It wouldn't be practical, but it would be nice. It would be nice.
Honestly, like, what are your plans for Christmas, your overall plans?
Overall, for Christmas, I'm not trying to do too much because I don't have the money to be spending like that. But I'm just going to kick it with the fam. I might treat myself to maybe an article or two of clothing. You know what I'm saying? I might go out with some friends. I'm not doing Secret Santa this year, I don't think.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely going to try to just enjoy the snow and just spend time with people and just absorb all that positive, good energy while I have the time, because I have to go back for spring. But I'm just going to chill.
The fact that we have 1 month off is nice. And
stuff, but
the fact that we have 1 month off is nice.
Yeah, that is nice. But I'm... most likely, I'm probably going to be working a little bit throughout that month.
Yeah, I'm going
to
be
working. Not trying to go back broke.
Yeah, that's exactly my, that's the way I'm thinking. But I'm going to be hanging with the fam for a little bit. There are people that moved, went down south. They might be coming back up, hopefully. Mm-hmm. Like, my aunt and her dog, and I really want to see Shadow. So,
It's been a while. When's the last time you've had, like, a humongous family gathering? Like... The whole clan, like, everybody showed up.
Everybody was a couple of years... like, honestly, since my grandma died a couple of years back, things haven't really been the same.
Yeah.
Because she was kind of like the glue that held our family together. Not that our family's falling apart. It's just that everyone came for her, really. Yeah. But I think the last time...
I feel like funerals are places or times where a lot of the family is present.
But from like from then, it might have been like a Thanksgiving a couple of years back. Nowadays, like, we really don't do much. Like, we kind of, there'll be times where a couple of us get together, but like the whole family, it hasn't happened in a minute.
Especially since like the introduction of the pandemic and how that's
and the pandemic like kind of changed the general environment.
With like coming over and traveling and health concerns and stuff. It's been a couple years for me, too.
I will say the pandemic kind of changed us in a way where it's like, I don't think we'll ever be the same again. Mm-hmm. Not like in a terrible way, but I think the general public will forever be aware that a situation like it can happen. Yeah,
there's always going to be like a layer of doubt like applied to our decisions. Because before, I would say that layer was a little bit less. But since the introduction of the pandemic, I feel like that doubt is a lot more
apparent.
Apparent, yeah.
It's like now we know something like this can happen. This hadn't happened in like a century, from what I heard. Mm-hmm. And I remember I was getting my booster, and I was like, dude was talking to me like at the one of the nurses. He's like honestly, even with the pandemic and all of that, he was surprised. He was surprised, like, just thinking about how, like, dirty we lived our lives. Like, mm-hmm. think about it. Because, like, yeah, it's honestly surprising thinking about that. Yeah. Like, how prior to COVID, we were pretty unsanitary.
Yeah. It really took a whole pandemic for people to start washing their hands.
That's what I'm saying.
It's crazy, bro. Not to say that I was, like, heavy on that, but I was still doing it. Like, I was still, like, trying to keep clean type shit.
Yeah, it basically brought us to the bare minimum when it comes to, like, cleanliness standards.
Yeah. But now a lot more people are more, just more concerned and more, like, fearful around people and stuff. Not to say that's the case for everyone, but it's definitely something
more cautious
that is more common now.
Do you think something like COVID will happen again, or do you think it's not in a minute?
I feel like it definitely can't happen again. But I feel like if it does happen again to the scale that it happened before, that I feel like it will be taken seriously, but at the same time, it won't be as taken seriously by the public the second time around, because we're already so still and are still so exhausted with, like, just, like, COVID and just, like, policies and certain rules that we have to follow. And just having that come around a second time around will just, it'll push us.
Shit. Here we go again.
Exactly, man.
Nah, but I think, I don't think anyone wants to go back. I don't think anyone wants to go back to a lockdown, including even the people who are, like, in charge and shit like that. Mm-hmm. But if something like this were to show a threat, they'd probably be quicker to respond now. Like, mm-hmm. Like, for example, with Zoom and shit like that, mm-hmm. they'd probably be more, like, inclined to just go straight to Zoom instead of, like, waiting it out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but back to Christmas and all of that, I really do want a time where, like, my family comes for Christmas and shit like that. Like, yeah. You know, it's been a minute, but it'll be nice.
Yeah. It's been a little while since I see my family, since I've been up here Yukon. I've been having a good time, but, like, I sometimes see my family for the weekends, and I've talked to some of my friends about, like, how stuff has been with their family, and, like, I've had conversations with people just talking about, like, just, like, the distance from home and just, like, seeing the family and just having that level of connection with the people you were with for 18 years. Yeah, just being away from them. I know it's hard for some people, but I feel like I'm acclimating pretty well. I feel like I was ready because, you know, I have been around these people for 18 years.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it is, it's a challenge.
So I have a friend or had a friend who at 15 believed in Santa Claus. Like, dead ass. Like, we were
genuinely?
Yes. We were trying to convince him. And he was like, no. He, like, yeah.
I guess no one ever burst his bubble.
Yeah, but when did you stop believing in Santa Claus? I'll go first. I think I was around 5, and then my mom was like, but Santa doesn't exist. Or either that, or I just saw it.
Blunt as shit.
Either she was blunt, or I had caught her, like, putting presents under the tree. Mm. But either way, it wasn't, like, a shattering thing. I think I kind of just, like, accepted it. I was like, oh, he doesn't exist.
I would say when I was, like, 9.
Word.
I would say.
I do like the image of Santa Claus. Yeah. I remember
he's good for the kids, but
yeah, that kid believed in Santa. It was crazy. Like, honestly, like, he was from, like, my middle school.
He was dead ass. He was like, no, really, guys, he's real.
Yes,
that's a little bit funny, but
yeah. Okay. But also, like, he was the same kid. Like, I remember, like, we were 16 and shit like that, and he wanted to go see Frozen 2. And no judgment, but it was kind of like. Also, I think that was the same. Was it the same year that Infinity War came out? Like, Infinity War was in theaters. Mm-hmm. And then my other friend had to convince him not to say Frozen 2. So we went to see Detective Pikachu instead.
Okay.
It was funny. I remember middle school, though, like, side note, it was crazy. Because it was like, I remember I made a poem about, like, about all of my friends as a joke. Mm-hmm. And I call one of them evil, and I call the other baby gorilla.
That's crazy. UConn has, it's provided the space for us to learn a thing or two. And me being a communications major and just, like, for the first time seeing that field and seeing just communication at a more analytical level, I realized that a lot of people suck at communication.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah.
Because I really like, from the lectures and from like the discussions that I've had to go to, and from like just all the communication that I've had over the semester, a lot of people in my life really do suck at communication. It's sad, but like it's true, bro. Like,
I realized that
like I'm usually the one like initiating conversations or exactly. initiating links.
That's
like,
what I'm telling
people,
you.
People literally, you gotta are get so bad.
You gotta it's, get like, people bro. To like get on board with that
exactly.
shit.
Exactly. Like, why am I like reaching out to you to like go somewhere or to like just talk on some shit? Like, it's usually me too.
There'll be times where like
I do have some friends
where
that
I've
are, like
haven't I had to reach out to people who wanted to reach out to me about something.
Bro, you know what's crazy, bro? I really have some people telling me like, oh my gosh, I feel like we don't talk. I'm like, nigga, reach out to me.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
Are you scared?
Have that in my head. And sometimes I say, I'm like, I say it like, I play it off and like a kind of like.
It's okay, but
and like a,
it's not really okay.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, well, you should hit me up more type shit. Yeah. I'm not usually as unhinged when I say it. I'm not like, well, you should fucking reach out to me then. Not like that. Not yeah. too aggressive, but like sometimes I want to.
Like,
because it's painful, bro. Just listen to that shit.
Like, I understand, like, there are times, like, even with me too, where like it might just be like nervous or something, or socially awkward or whatever reason. But there'd be times where people just have no reason, like they'll just not say anything until they just do, and now it's like, It's like the moment either passed or it's like I have to get them to say something.
Exactly. Yeah, I get it. I know sometimes people want to be quiet because I'm like that myself too. I have my introverted and outroverted moments. I'm a little bit of a ambivert, play both sides.
SAT type.
Yes,
word.
SAT type.
Yeah, exactly. That's the only way we know.
Yeah, literally. But yeah, I do have my moments where I just want to chill and just like I just want to be quiet and just like silence is fine. Truthfully, I'm gonna say it one more time, guys. Silence is fine. If people are silent around you, just quiet around you, there's not a problem. Sometimes people just want to be quiet, so
yeah,
don't be so quick to think the worst. Silence is fine. And like sometimes I could be quiet or silent around some people and they're like, what's wrong type shit. I'm like, bro, there's nothing. I just want to chill, bro. I want to be in my, like, I'm chilling with you. I'm fucking with you. But sometimes I just want, like, just a little bit of time just to chill, just to be a little bit quiet. Because, like, talking all the time is just, it's a lot to me. Sometimes. Yeah.
You got to be observant.
Yeah. Sometimes that's not how people communicate with one another. Sometimes people just can't handle, like, talking with each other all the time. They need a break. So just, like, be mindful of it sometimes.
Yo, important question now.
Mm-hmm.
What's your New Year's resolution?
Honestly, my New Year's resolution, I've tried, I'm not going to say tried, I've done some work to help me for the next year. Like, my resolution is basically to get bigger than I am now. Like, I want to bulk and I want to gain some muscle, you know, just get a little bit bigger, feel a little bit better myself. I'm still chilling. I feel good about myself regardless, even though I know I'm sexy as shit. Call it narcissistic, nigga, I know my worth.
Self-love.
Exactly, I know my worth. You feel me? But yeah. Yeah, I just want to get big. You know, I want to wake up earlier, become a 6 a.m. guy. Throughout the semester, I've only been able to do that, I'll say, four times.
Bro, I haven't.
But I want to be consistent enough to where it's like every day, because I do have some AM classes and I'm trying to be built like that.
Yeah, honestly, it'd be nice to get up early in the morning and do that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is just get right. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
means a lot of things.
I know.
Specify when you mean, what do you mean when you say get right?
You know,
like,
just
trying to get sturdy. You trying to like
get my shit together, because it's like this past semester taught me a lot of things about like my issue with procrastinating. Like, honestly, high school covered my ass. Like I said, I'm gonna say this the third time. College don't care. So now it's like I gotta be more self-sufficient. Like I gotta do shit on my own. I also want to get up early, like go to the gym and shit like that. Right. Honestly, actually, I think the number one thing I want to do is be more like diligent, because it's like there'd be times where it's like I get on something and I'll get on it for a minute and then lose steam and fall off. Yeah. And I have to basically pick myself back up and then do it, like the cycle repeats. Yeah. But I want to consistently wake up at 6 a.m. I want to consistently get my shit done on time before the deadline.
Exact. Like, I want to, I am to some degree, like, disciplined in the academic
region. That's the word I'm looking for. I want to be disciplined.
Yeah. I am to some degree disciplined in the academic region. But, like, with working out and shit, I do get a little bit lazy occasionally. And I want to be disciplined enough to the point where I don't have to worry about shit. Like, shit just gets done, and I get it done every time.
I basically had to force, like, myself to accept the fact that I'm lazy. Yeah. Like, it's not that I've never been told that, but I had to, like, I had to think about it for myself. And it's like, damn.
You really have to, like, have talks with yourself. Like, I feel like college has taught me to look deeper within myself and just, like, learn more about me.
Yeah, self-inflection.
And, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like, for me, it's like I can't keep on just procrastinating. I can't keep on just being lazy and saying I don't feel like doing it. It's like part of being adult, like, honestly, is getting shit done, doing shit, even when you don't want to do it.
That's literally going to be life outside of UConn.
Exactly. Because how are the bills going to be paid?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel you, bro. Also, when I got to the gym those couple times at 6 a.m., like, it was so peaceful, bro. Like, just seeing the capacity of the gym be at like 10, maybe like 11% was so nice. Like, I was able to get my full workout done.
Damn.
Little to no interruptions in between. I was able to go from machine to machine to machine, and I was just productive. I want to be on that level every day.
Yeah, exactly.
For next semester.
I just want the consistency. I want the discipline, you know. But it also does start, like, from myself.
Oh, yeah, bro. And next semester, I'm going to be a lot more organized with my planning of times. I haven't invested in it fully, and I haven't, like, allocated some time to doing it. But I'm going to start having, like, a Google Calendar, have my shits scheduled. I'm going to be on timing, 6 a.m. We getting up. We hitting the gym. And then I'm getting my work done. And I'm going to eat, and we getting money.
Yeah, I'm already, like,
I'm going to be on time and scheduling. I'm going to be blocking out time. I'm going to be a whole different man.
Yeah, I'm planning writing shit out just so, like, my plan for the next semester and taking a picture of that and just reminding myself, like, sending a reminder every day for shit.
I feel like that's what kind of limited me this semester, not having, like, a set schedule
every day. No plan.
And exactly. Just free ball. Just raw dogging life, essentially.
Exactly. Just, like, winging it. And that's, like, sometimes you need a plan. You need to be the man with the plan.
I am pretty good at remembering things. I have been able to stay on top of my work and just remembering when I need to work on something and get it done before a certain date. Like, I feel like my mind is good at remembering certain things, but I want to have a calendar set for my day and schedule it so I don't have to do all that thinking and put less work on myself and just focus on getting everything done. All right. So, Nashawn, I feel like we touched on everything today.
Pretty much.
I feel like we're going to wrap this up. All right, guys, it's the end of the episode. I'm Luxon.
I'm Nashawn.
And we're going to be having this on Spotify, Apple Music, WHUS website, iTunes, and...
Wait. Happy holidays, everyone. See y'all next year. Hug your family, you know, but most importantly,
have a good ass day.